This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. 2 to 4 inches of snow could fall in Columbus County today and tonight, and bitterly cold conditions are forecast to continue through the week. The entire area is under a winter storm warning. Precipitation is expected to move in this afternoon on top of already bitterly cold temperatures. Tonight's lows will be in the teens with single-digit wind chills. The cold air is expected to hang around throughout the week and could lead to more freezing rain, sleet, or snow on Thursday. The potentially dangerous driving conditions have led to a number of closures and delays. County schools were scheduled to be closed tomorrow for Teachers' Workday. School staff will be working remotely. The Columbus Career and College Academy will be on remote learning Wednesday. City schools will be on remote learning on Wednesday. Southeastern Community College closed at 3 p.m. All classes today will switch to remote learning whenever possible. The Child Development Center will also be closed until Thursday morning. All events after 3 p.m. today are canceled. All classes and work will be remote on Wednesday. Classes and operations at Southeastern will resume Thursday with a 2-hour delay, weather permitting. Carolina Adventist Academy switches to remote learning for Wednesday. Columbus County offices closed at 4 p.m. today. They will remain closed tomorrow and reopen with a 2-hour delay on Thursday. The Columbus County Clerk of Court has canceled all court sessions today and tomorrow. Traffic cases will be continued, and defendants will receive a notice by mail at their last known address. Now send your closings to Jefferson Weaver at ColumbusCountyNews.com to be added to our ever-growing list. Our meteorologist, Christopher Cawley, will be updating conditions as they change via the CCN weather blog. You can follow him on social media as well as catch the updates on our page. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours have been extended due to the extreme cold. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Call 910-918-4531 for more information. The Sheriff's Office is investigating 3 separate shooting incidents that occurred over the weekend. An 18-year-old female was struck when someone fired multiple rounds into a home in Carl on Peacock Road Saturday near Tabor City. A man and a woman were injured in a shooting on Baldwin Road early Sunday morning. Noah Webb remains in critical condition at Novant, New Hanover after that incident. An elderly man was shot while being robbed at his home on Williams Road Monday. We have more on this at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a report of a 5-year-old girl who was reportedly sexually molested in December. Columbus and Bladen County officials are working together on the case. There will be a fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Mystic Cribs Saturday from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pawn in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area locations, including here at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Volunteers are needed for the fundraiser. Meet at Happy Home Church Friday at 6 p.m. See this story online for more. We'll call 910-625-0952 for tickets. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.